I want to encourage you that in this life, this journey into grace, it's a long process. So don't get discouraged if you trip and fall along the way. Here are a few things I'm still learning. Number one, there is no substitute for reading God's Word. I've tried skipping on days when I'm up to my neck in work, but I'm the loser. It's like skipping meals and still expecting to have the stamina you need. Number two, my physical condition affects my spiritual condition. After an extensive ministry tour, Jesus knew the disciples were exhausted, so he said, "Let's go off by ourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." Don't be surprised that feeling down spiritually often comes at the same time you're down physically. Number three, I need to keep ever before me the two great commandments, to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love my neighbor as myself. Nothing else matters as much. Yet it's so easy to forget to keep the main thing the main thing. Number four, I need prayer time that is intimate, not just a laundry list of requests. Making a connection with my Heavenly Father is the most important part of prayer. Number five, every night I need the Lord's invitation, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I tend to carry my burdens to bed with me. That's why I love to hear God's voice at the end of the day inviting me to come to Him and receive the rest only He can give. Oh Lord, help me and my brothers and sisters on the path with me to grow in our relationship with You as we progress on this journey into grace.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.